The city of Sault Ste. Marie has released the programs and facilities that are affected by the province's return to Step 2 of the roadmap to reopen. All programs at community centers, arenas or pool facilities will be cancelled beginning on January 5, and participants in these programs will be contacted by phone or email. Community centers, arenas and museums will be closed, but the GFL Memorial Gardens will remain open for the vaccine clinics held there. Outdoor recreation locations will remain open, but COVID-19 restrictions will be in place. The Ronald A. Irwin Civic Center will remain open for limited in-person services, and all emergency services through the city are still operating as they normally would. For more details, please see the press release included below. The province of Ontario announced that it will return to the modified version of Step 2 of the roadmap to reopen effective Wednesday, January 5, 2022 at 12:01 a.m. for at least 21 days. This announcement will affect some city programs and facilities. All programs at community centers, arenas and pool facilities will be cancelled beginning January 5. Participants who had registered for programs at indoor facilities will be contacted about specific impacts directly through phone calls and emails. All arenas, community centers and museums will be closed. This includes the Northern Community Center, Seniors Centers, Drop-In and Northern Community Center Seniors 55+, W.J. McMeekin Center, John Rhodes Pool and the Ermutinger Clergue National Historic Site. The John Rhodes Community Center Arena is closed, however, the lobby washrooms are open to service skaters at the Oval. The GFL Memorial Gardens remains open to accommodate the vaccine clinic. There is no impact to outdoor recreation amenities, including outdoor rinks, which remain open to the public. Users are asked to follow signage and markers posted at rink locations, maintain a 2 meters, 6 feet, distance from those you do not live with, and wear a mask at all times, even outdoors. Hockey games, scrimmages, shinny and pickup hockey are prohibited as per provincial orders. Hockey sticks, pucks and nets should not be on the ice at any time. Designated hockey rinks, Anna McRae, Merrifield and Esposito rinks, will be used for skating only. The Ronald A. Irwin Civic Center remains open for limited in-person services in the lobby level. Citizens with urgent matters requiring the attention of staff are advised to contact the appropriate department. In accordance with the new restrictions, the city of Sault Ste. Marie continues to deliver essential services including fire services, Sault Ste. Marie transit, garbage and recycling pickup and winter road maintenance. As the city of Sault Ste. Marie adapts to the Omicron variant, our priority continues to be protecting our community and the health and safety of our citizens, says Sault Malcolm White. City staff remain available to deliver essential municipal services online, by phone and in person, where safe to do so. All city facilities continue to operate under strict health and safety measures which must be adhered to by residents to limit the spread of COVID-19 and for the safety of facility patrons and city staff. Due to the rapidly changing nature of the pandemic, services are subject to ongoing assessment and potential change. For the most current information, updates will be posted to the city's website at www.sault-ste-marie.ca/COVID-19 and on social media.